Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Have you tried the shrimp and pimento stuffed mushrooms yet?
Oh, had it last week.
Those are so good with really the good jalapenos on top. No shortage of good chef-prepared meals at My Good Eats Kitchen. Easy, convenient, and inexpensive, too.
It's been about a month.
Mm-hmm. And has it?
It's amazing just to think back, you know, because now some time's passed. Haven't had a cook a meal.
Yeah.
We've had our Sundays because Erica, I explained, would always go to the grocery and then spend all day Sunday cooking for the week and then just sort of package everything up so I can grab and go. Now I get my meals delivered to work on either Monday or Wednesday and then I'm done for the week. It's been amazing saving time and money and eating great different things. Like, what did you shrimp pimento stuffed mushrooms?
They are fantastic, and you can pick those up at any of their retail locations too. Or if you're on a special diet, this is so easy just to go into one of their three in Baton Rouge, Itchybon Square, Corporate, Willow Grove, and then also a location in Lafayette too.
Michelle, the Saints got it done yesterday.
They did
by the hardest. Okay, look.
Wow, that was crazy.
So in the NFL, you make no apologies. A win is a win is a win is a win. It is really hard to win in the NFL, as we see all the time. The average margin in the NFL is like 4 points. It's really hard to win. And the rest of the division lost. So the Bucs, the Falcons, the Panthers all lost. So before the Saints even kicked off on Monday Night Football, they were already leading the division. So I'm pumped that they got the win. Please don't misunderstand me. But two things we got to talk about.
Okay.
One, how in the hell does the NFL, on the day where you're back in the dome for the first time since the biggest officiating controversy in the history of the league, so much so that you completely went counter to one of your core principles, which is you do not review subjective calls, and you have fans in the stands mocking you wearing referee jerseys all throughout the dome, and you botch another call? Like, they screwed the Saints out of 15 seconds at the end of the half, which could have been the difference of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing, NFL? You even have the guy in the command center, Al Riveron, who screwed it up, too. I don't think anybody's out to get the Saints. I just think there's horrible negligence in the NFL with their officiating, and this is just getting maddening. That's one. Two, Sean Payton nearly cost Saints a game. And I'm glad it worked out the way it did, but how in the world is the guy who decided to kick an onside kick to start the second half of the Super Bowl with the ball in about a minute to play at the 34, 3rd and 11, already in field goal range? How do you run the ball up the middle and kick a field goal to give you a 6-point lead instead of letting your Hall of Fame quarterback and $100 million receiver get you 11 yards and you end the game? Why would you even consider giving the ball to the other team with a chance to go beat you? That ain't Sean Payton. That was concerning. I'm glad it didn't cost him, but it darn near did. Tighten up. They're 1-0. I love it. We got two games on the West Coast now back-to-back. Here's hoping they can split those two, come home, beat the Cowgirls, and move to 3-1, and then we're off and rolling to the Super Bowl. But Sean Payton last night, tighten up, Sean. We got a Super Bowl to win. Come on, bro.